On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Shane Lichtenberg from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, not a ton to talk about in the markets here this week. A little bit of movement back and forth. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where did things end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, good morning, Chad. On the week, corn ended up down just a penny and a half on July corn and December corn. July was 372 and three quarters. December ended up at 391. Beans, they were down about 5 1/4 on July at 921 1/4. And new crop beans were down 4 1/4 at 925. Wheat ended up down about 4 1/4 on the week as well at 433 1/4 on Kansas City July wheat.
Well, once again, we were trying to see if we could get a rally started, and these grains just stalled out any time they moved to the positive side, huh?
Yeah, you know, the corn market especially has just been, you know, up one day, down the next, and sometimes both sides midday. But the funds are pretty short the market and are kind of looking for this thing to the supply that we've got on hand to wait this market down. And on the other hand, we've got some weather issues the last couple weeks, cold and wet out east. Now we're starting to talk a little bit about some dry, hot weather in the Dakotas. Minneapolis wheat made a new high for the move here to end the week. So, you know, if that problem persists, it probably needs to be watched. Maybe we see a reason for these funds to get out and lighten up some of their short positions. If that happens, maybe there's a little strength in this market. But I think we're still probably going to be fighting the supply. These basis levels on all these markets have been extremely soft this year, and there's just a lot of grain around that we've got to get used up. Exports, beans and wheat both had a good week this week as far as export markets go. So, you know, we're chewing through stuff, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah, you know, and as we sit here waiting for, you know, hopefully a move to the upside, that's when we really see the value of the averaging, the seasonals, and the long-term averaging that you guys do, and that really shines, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to make sales in a stagnant market, and you kind of can compare corn and beans right now. We're about 80% sold on some seasonal stuff. We typically look at kind of a Feb through June, and that market sitting here December at 391, I mean, we're right there, about 80% sold at the moment. And, you know, there might be some weather to come in here this next month. If there is, we'll catch a little of that. The bean market, we typically average some sales in the early part of the year as well. There's some stronger seasonals that come in here June, July, and August as well. But now we're looking at beans a dollar lower than where we were earlier in the year. So, you know, there's sure some advantages to doing some incremental selling early in the year and taking advantage of some of those price levels. Beans, you know, especially had some profit margin there to defend when we were north of $10, and we've sure had a big sell off. I mean, a concern you might have on the corn is something similar. I mean, you wait around for a rally and by the time we get into midsummer, we may be just rallying back to where we're at right now. So we're just cautioning our guys to kind of stick with a plan and continue to make those incremental sales. And if we get a pop, you've got some extra bushels and maybe even be able to reach out into next year and protect a little bit of that carry in the market from dease to dease, you know, on corn. And hopefully beans will give us another shot here to look out at some other bushels here through this June-July period.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. Have a good weekend, okay, Shane?
Yeah, you too, Chad. Thanks.
Again, we've been visiting with Shane Lichtenberg at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can always call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.